Roedd hi'n oer yn noson honno gyfaill. Gaeaf wynt yn rhywun y coed.
I've always shown an interest in classical music, if you like. I played in an orchestra when I was a kid.
What did you play?
Third trumpet.
Oh.
A lot of counting bars. I've just been a fan of soundtrack stuff as well.
So where did you start then? I mean, did you have a good idea of how to score a piece for an orchestra or where to start? Have you had any sort of advice or...?
Not initially, no. I guess I look at it, it's the same way as playing in a band, kind of. I mean, you've got 5, 6, maybe 7 different elements within a band. It's kind of the same principle, but with
84.
Yn anaddion o'r eilychwynt, glywais glychau neithiwr drwy'r nos wag.
Main thing was when you're dealing with sort of that dynamic range, if you like, and what works in the studio doesn't necessarily work in the room. So you find these holes in the frequency spectrum where you need to fill, and then certain motifs get lost. But if you're in the studio, you just turn the fader up so it comes across, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
How do you do it with an orchestra then?
Well, you'd think it would be glaringly obvious, but it didn't strike me until January when we had the first sort of rehearsal.
Anna. Hail.
Tell us about the narrative then, because there's a story behind this piece, isn't there?
I mean, the story's like an old Welsh fable. The story itself originates maybe 500 years or more, and it's a tragic Welsh love story. So it kind of lends itself to that, this kind of performance, this kind of music, I guess. It's quite filmic.
What happens in the story?
Boy meets girl, fall in love. At the time, it was tradition for the girl to hide, and then the groom and the best man would go and find her on the wedding day. They couldn't find her. He then subsequently lost his mind. One stormy night, a few years later, he went up to the tree where they used to hang out, and a thunderbolt hit the tree, and the skeleton falls out wearing a wedding dress. She'd climbed into the tree, which was hollowed out, and couldn't climb out. He then has a heart attack, and then dies with a smile on his face, because he's reunited. So it's kind of a happy ending-ish.
Has it been nice and surprising, the capacity of music to lend itself to storytelling, if you know what I mean? So, like, I guess you can do that with a band, but then to have, like, a massive orchestra like this.
It's certainly a different way of working, not having lyrics and the different palette, so you haven't got amps and turn it up to 11, but you have got dynamic range that an orchestra can go from hearing a pin drop to really powerful bombastic, the scale of the sound you can create. Lyrics are secondary to me, usually.
Okay.
Music always comes first.
Ar glawn cadion y nant a'i ddyrnau o.
It's very much a celebration of Welsh culture, isn't it? There's this story, isn't it? Ancient Welsh story, and it's narrated in Welsh.
It's narrated in Welsh, yeah.
Yeah.
It was nice to be able to do something on this scale and incorporate various mediums. So you've got poetry, music, Welsh National Orchestra. This is obviously Welsh.
It's important, isn't it, that folk stories, folk culture is celebrated and brought to a new audience, audience who might not experience it otherwise. Also, for audiences who might not go to a classical or an orchestral concert, to do that as well.
Hopefully that's what I'm hoping, anyway. I mean, I still remember the first time it was like proper orchestra, and it's like, well, I felt overwhelmed at certain points. It was like, wow. Certainly a different experience that I think everyone should experience at least once in their life.
Hitha'n agor yno i mi, fel y môr.